why is it called, I wonder.
I don't know why it's called Dodge. Dodge them things. Dodge them things folks have, what's up there?
I see. And did you ever boil cornmeal in water and just to eat it for cereal or something?
I take grits and do that a lot now. I just take the instant grits and pour hot water over.
Did you ever have any called mush?
I put a little bit of a powder of milk in it, though. Mm-hmm.
But what I was thinking of is the yellow cornmeal, not so much the white grits, but the yellow cornmeal.
Well, that's a lot of people do that. My grandmother did.
What do you call it?
Wait, let's see what she called it. It's not suet. Suet's grease, cut meat off of it. Let's see what she called it. I can't think what she called it. But she did that all the time, down from the fireplace.
What is mush?
Mush, that's
is
it.
Is that it?
That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cook some mush, that's it. I couldn't think of mush, same life.
And what kind of breads did you bake?
Oh, that Aunt Sarah, she could make light bread out of this world. Loaves this long. Just melt in your mouth. Didn't buy light bread, she made it. I can't make it as good as she could. I didn't try, don't try.
Any other kinds of bread?
I make nut bread out of whole wheat flour a lot. I got some in my freezer in there now. Out of whole wheat flour, I make nut bread. I put a few things in it, nuts, and sometimes I put some cranberries in it.
What did you used to call the material that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Yeast, you always called it that?
Yes, but some of them have sourdough. Mm. Sourdough bread.
And when you...
She made her own yeast cake, Sarah did. She'd have one left over, and then she would put that in something and raise up, then cut them out and have a whole box full of yeast cakes that she kept. Her own yeast cake. Mm. But she started with a regular one, you know, and she'd get that from somebody. That goes a little bit back to sourdough bread, but she would get this yeast cake and then she'd make up some. I've forgotten how she did because I never did do that. But she'd make up this thing and then she'd roll it out and like biscuit, and then she'd put down on a thing and let them dry. Then she'd pack them in a glass jar and she'd get out of it.
And the difference between homemade bread, how would you describe bread that you bought at the store? You'd say, well,
bought bread and homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. And little things about so big with a hole.
Donuts.
Any other terms you remember? Why? I'd appreciate your telling me. And things that you make up a batter and fry three or four at a time.
Batter cakes.
And
they call them pancakes, but my daddy called them batter cakes. I want some batter cakes. Mm-hmm.
And kind of sort of like a pie, only it's baked in a deep dish with
cobbler.
Apples. And a material with some kind of sweet liquid that you put over pudding.
Liquid you put over pudding.
Sweet.
Sauce. Yeah, sauce. Uh-huh. Different kinds of sauces.
And I think we talked about making sorghum the other day, didn't we? Maybe not. The molasses, how did you keep the molasses on the table?
We didn't have trouble with molasses spoiling because it was sorghum mostly.